A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I shine a light on the wonderful Sheffield theatres situated in the heart of the city, not far from the Winter Gardens. I highlight recent audio describe performances at the Crucible and Lyceum and preview some of the shows coming up in the next couple of months. The Crucible is a theatre in the round with 980 seats on three sides and produces a programme of homegrown content all year round, ranging from plays to musicals, with something that appeals to everyone's taste. And most productions at the Crucible offer an immersive actor-led audio description from company Hear the Picture that I experienced over the last year for the fabulous musical Miss Saigon and in January the festive production of White Christmas. Both productions had a touch tour about 90 minutes before the show started, where everyone met in the foyer and were greeted by the audio describers and front of house team before being led into the auditorium and onto the stage, and numbers ranged from people taking part from 15 to 25. It all starts with an overview of the show, then an opportunity to explore touch and feel props and costumes before meeting some of the company, as they describe their characters, any visual aspects, and it ended with the ability to ask questions. For both shows, it provided an integral insight for those visually impaired, offering extra clarity and understanding. The touch tours normally last around 30 to 40 minutes. At the end, you're issued with an in-the-ear headset and shown how to use it. An audio introduction begins around 15 minutes before the show begins, offering a rundown of sets, props, costumes, characters, and actors playing them, and a synopsis before launching into the audio description when the show starts. For classic musical White Christmas, Hear the Picture, audio describers took on subsidiary characters and described it like a member of the cast, with Richard narrating part one and Joe part two, creating an engaging immersive experience. This was a wonderful magical interpretation of the classic musical with excellent casting, heartwarming characters, innovative stage design and dazzling costumes. The Lyceum Theatre that sits at the side of the Crucible is a traditional arch theatre with 1,068 seats on three levels and is very much a visiting venue where shows and one-nighters on tour visit, and they have something for everyone, from plays to stand-up to farce to musicals. The amazing thing about the Lyceum is that about 90% of plays and shows are audio described, par one-nighters, and this is down to an incredible team of volunteer describers who work effortlessly to make the content accessible for those who are visually impaired. The last performance I attended in January 2024 was the new Stock Aitken and Waterman musical, I Should Be So Lucky, with a book by Nativity's Debbie Izzet, which centres on the hilarious and heartwarming story of Nathan and Ella, a star-crossed couple with wedding jitters and tropical dreams, that takes them to a magical resort in Turkey. And what follows is a fun adventure that explores will they or won't they, and shines a spotlight on many a colourful character, interspersed with classic songs from Kylie Minogue, Jason Donovan, Rick Astley, Bananarama, and many, many more. And mentioning Kylie, she appears throughout on a huge mirror that slides down and adds an extra bit of sparkle. The action on stage was brought to life by a wonderful audio description team that included Coraline and Allison, who brought to life this heart-shaped color world that had so many different set pieces, props, costumes, and loads of characters to juggle, and they did a wonderful job. I Should Be So Lucky is a show that is so easy to love and very, very camp. It's currently on tour and will be visiting Oxford, Glasgow and Hull in February, and Milton Keynes, Southend, Woking and Bromley in March. Check with the venues to see if audio description is available. For more information, you can visit soluckymusical.com. Sheffield theatres really care about making all their performances accessible for all, and it's a lovely place to visit. Their front of house staff, all venues including the Playhouse that also offers great productions all year round, are well trained and they do all they can to help and assist whenever they can. So if you need anything or have a question, always ask, and please do provide feedback, especially if things don't go to plan. Venues are easy to get around with accessible toilets and guide dogs that are always welcome and can be looked after by theatre staff or taken into the auditorium with you. They have a wonderful website with so much access information that makes your visit a stress-free one. You can get onto this by going to sheffieldtheatres.co.uk and clicking on Access. The Access Listings tab will reveal all forthcoming Audio Describe performances coming up, and a few of those are 222, A Ghost Story, and this takes place on Thursday the 15th of February at the Lyceum Theatre, and this is 7:45pm. Peter Pan Goes Wrong is on the 22nd of February at the Lyceum at 7:45pm. Lines is on at the Playhouse on Thursday the 7th of March at 7:30pm, and you gain access to the Playhouse through the Crucible. This is a drama set in five prisons across five decades. The Boy at the Back of the Class is on at the Lyceum on Saturday the 9th of March at 7pm. Arthur Miller's The Witchy Crucible is on at the Crucible, and it's audio described twice, on Saturday the 23rd of March at 1:30pm and Thursday the 28th of March at 7:15pm. Northern Ballet Romeo and Juliet is audio described at the Lyceum Theatre on Saturday the 6th of April at 2pm. And finally for now, but more listings are available on the website, Everybody's Talking About Jamie is on at the Lyceum Theatre on Thursday the 18th of April at 7:45pm. Sheffield Theatres is a personal favourite of mine, and all three venues are always lovely to visit, and they offer a warm welcome with a great coffee bar with comfortable seating also available in the Crucible building. To book tickets, you can call the box office, and that's 0114 249 6000. That's 0114 249 6000. Concessions are available. Or for access assistance or information, you can email access@sheffieldtheatres.co.uk. To find out what else is showing around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
If you have any thoughts you'd like to share about a recent Audio Describe performance, please contact him by emailing aviewonaccess@gmail.com. A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.